To serve its growing clientele, the online retail giant Amazon plans to establish a distribution center along I-94. Amazon is expected to employ at least 1,100 workers with an average hourly wage of more than $13. While the wages may not be up to par with the auto industry jobs that left Kenosha in recent years, the new jobs are enthusiastically embraced by Mayor Keith Bosman.
For somebody who's making $7 or $8 an hour, $13 or $14 is a big step up, especially with benefits that the company would be providing.
To seal the deal, the Kenosha City Council approved a $17 million incentive package Monday night. The city will eventually recoup the money through a tax incremental financing district. But the grant was not among the top reasons Amazon chose Kenosha, according to Jeff Ziegler of KTR Capital Partners, a New York firm that'll build the structure for Amazon.
The location, both the major metropolitan area as well as the infrastructure, is a big item. The employee base is good labor here, but you're right next to I-94.
Amazon is the latest in a series of companies that have chosen sites in Kenosha County recently. One municipality is starting to get picky on the types of developments it authorizes. The village of Pleasant Prairie has established a new land use designation that encourages the development of high-paying manufacturing and corporate office jobs and discourages straight warehouses. For Wisconsin Public Radio News in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.